WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 70 degrees. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. Frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between BCS and both Houston airports. Commute in comfort with GroundShuttle.com. Let them do the driving. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. This week's Bryan City Council meeting included approving more than $2 million of parks improvements that were not part of this year's budget.
The unanimous votes includes $1.8 million for an extreme makeover where the Brazos Valley Bombers baseball team plays. City's picking up 85% of the cost, while the Bombers' 15% contribution will be paid over a 10-year period. Deputy City Manager Hugh Walker says there'll be a variety of funding sources.
So what we would ask is that the council approve those individual projects as we come back to you. And so we'll identify specific funding sources when we come back to you with those projects.
The project includes synthetic turf, new lights, a new scoreboard, and improvements to the grandstand. The council also approved $150,000 in new playground equipment at Castle Heights, Scurry and Tiffany Parks, new restrooms at Aston Park at a cost of $120,000, and replacing two pavilions at Williamson Park at a cost of $60,000. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Bryan Mayor Andrew Nelson's closing remarks at this week's Bryan City Council meeting was to remember all first responders, including a policeman who was shot in his bulletproof vest 3 weeks ago.
Just want everyone in the police department, all first responders, to know that we've got their back, continue to be in our prayers. I can say he and his family are doing well. He's reported back to active duty.
Officer Joel Bravo was among those looking for those in the armed robbery of a convenience store when he was shot in the chest by someone the mayor called a coward. A pedestrian is dead after being struck by a semi yesterday morning on Highway 6 just north of Benchley in Robertson County.
The preliminary investigation, we had a pedestrian crossing Highway 6 and walked into the northbound lane of 6 and was struck by 18-wheeler.
DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says the victim is identified as 57-year-old James Fackhorn of Hearn. It is still unknown why he was crossing the highway. Morgan says there was no other injuries reported, and the driver of the semi is cooperating with the investigation. Texas A&M's Dean of the College of Agriculture and System Vice Chancellor of 4 system agencies has announced this will be his final year in those capacities. Mark Hussey has issued a memo to the college and affected agencies, in part stating many already knew he would not seek a third term as dean. Dr. Hussey is in his 9th year leading the college, which also included a stint as interim university president. Once his successor is on the job, Hussey will return to a faculty position. A week-long class being taught at Texas A&M's Bush School of Government by former Florida Governor Jeb Bush included a public lecture. Bush, who was among many other Republican presidential hopefuls last year, referred to Trump's social media presence.
Hopefully Melania will steal his phone and, you know, at least have a rule where after 6 o'clock at night, no tweets or whatever. Just get him off that stuff and get him to the business of leading.
Bush says it will be an extraordinary time in the United States if Trump delivers some big things to begin his administration. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 7. It's 70 degrees. Be part of the show. Text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Traveling can be stressful. Let GroundShuttle.com transport you to and from the Houston airports with ease. Ground Shuttle is a local company that offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan-College Station and both IAH and Hobby airports. Commute in comfort with luxury shuttles with reclining seats, power outlets, and Wi-Fi on select shuttles, so you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. With Ground Shuttle, your commute to Houston airports has never been easier. And ask about our in-town charter service and private car service in the new Mercedes S350. GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving.
In 1836, Texas became its own nation with 23 local counties. Well, we are now 254 strong. Because as our state has grown in population, one thing that remains is the need for local government. With locally elected officials like your judge and sheriff, who best know the needs of the people they serve. From running courts to running elections, from building roads to building communities, and much more. Learn more about your county at TexasCountiesDeliver.org. Sponsored by Texas Association of Counties.
Coming right up at 7:10, the Infomaniacs on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Time for the weather, which is brought to you by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Insurance for yourself, your family, and your business. Nationwide is on your side. Call the Kilgore Insurance Group at 776-1900 or stop by the office on Harvey Road. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Cloudy and breezy for today. There's the potential for some breaks of sunshine this afternoon. We'll be keeping a watch on the satellite photos as the day goes on. We're going to get up to about 75 to 80. Tonight, lots of clouds. We may have a shower across the area overnight, 60 to 65. Clouds linger through the area tomorrow. High pressure off the coast of the eastern United States controlling our weather. That's why we stay warm with the clouds and maybe a few showers tomorrow, 75. A few showers, 70 to 75 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Coach Billy Kennedy breaks down the A&M men's basketball team's win over LSU last night. Meanwhile, the women return to Reed to face Arkansas tonight. And in the NFL, the Chargers may be moving to L.A., and Brock Osweiler gives his offensive line an unconventional gift before they take on New England this weekend. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Yeah, because nobody's going to like him after the game.
Yeah.
For sure.
I also think it's kind of funny that it was, you know, that he was gifting them something for protecting him all season.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Sure.
That's one way to say it.
It is, I suppose. So the New York Giants spokesman denied the report that apparently first appeared in the New York Post on Monday of this week that the Giants did, in fact, trash the plane that returned them to the New York City area after the Green Bay walloped them 38-13. It's not true, he said. It's false. However, passengers waiting to board the United Airlines flight out of Newark Liberty on Monday morning were told that the flight was delayed, and they were told why. Quote, pilot came out and asked for everyone's patience and shared where the plane came from, and the plane needed extra help repairing and cleaning the interior.
Yikes.
Huh.
Second passenger elaborated in a message to the Post, we're about 2.5 hours delayed. We were told the Giants had this plane last night and trashed it, which is the reason for the delay. One person who was in the scheduled flight eventually took off 3 hours and 17 minutes late per flight records. As one customer said, upon entering the business class cabin, the cleaning scent only partially masked the alcohol smell. I had popcorn, chewing tobacco, and other food crumbs on my seat.
Ew.
Yeah, that's for steerage. They clean the seats in business class, you'd think. Spokesperson for United Airlines could not confirm whether the Giants had been on the plane. Well, okay.
But it may be fake news.
That's right, it could be. We're not sure. Oh, and here you go. They're not my favorite team, and they never will be. But there are 24 NFL teams that, well, they're done. Okay?
Yeah.
So there are fans out there who need to go somewhere, be somewhere, have a team to root for.
Yep.
So America's team, that already probably has more bandwagon fans than anybody else, wants some more. To join the Cowboys bandwagon, all you have to do is sign up on the official application that the team put out on Tuesday.
Nice.
From the application, quote, give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free. The wretched refuse of your teeming
somewhere.
Shore. Yes. Yeah. Send these, the homeless, tempest-tossed, to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door that has a blue star next to it.
The Browns moved to Baltimore back in the day, they were, you know, they weren't a team for like 5 years and they came back. But
yeah, yeah, that's a shame, wasn't it?
You know, my dad, he stayed loyal. He was always a Browns fan. He didn't cheer for anyone else.
Okay.
And then his team came back. And they're not very good, but he's still a very loyal fan.
Well, and, you know, of course, all these other teams aren't going away, well, unless it's San Diego.
Yeah.
But you need somebody to root for, and so they basically do. The official bandwagon fan application for the Cowboys, you put your first and last name, previous experience rooting for the Cowboys.
Oh, wow.
Would you ever talk trash about the Cowboys? And then they have pictures of four players. and they ask, can you name these players?
I will say I'm not a Cowboys fan, but I do like Ezekiel Elliott and Dak Prescott. Yeah. I just think it's a cool story this year. Apparently, Zeke was playing with Dak the other day during a press conference and throwing things at him.
It is nice to see that.
It's, well, it's a fun time. Yeah.
You know, being from Houston, obviously I'm a Texans fan, even though that's an ill-fated journey there.
Not necessarily obvious.
Who knows where it's going to go. But I'm also one of the people, and this is an unpopular opinion probably, but I like the Cowboys also. And so the way I feel about it is this kind of sums up how I feel about it.
Although I guess if we root for the Texans, it doesn't mean we'd have to stop rooting for the Cowboys.
Well, they are in different conferences, so it'd only be a problem if they played in the Super Bowl. An all-Texas Super Bowl. His will be done.
Yeah.
Which could happen this year, you know?
Yeah, right. I said could. Got to be really careful about that. That's the reason that the college football championship ratings were so bad, because it was two teams from the South, you know?
Yeah.
You have to have a little bit of geographic diversity.
And they played each other last year.
Yeah, really. And I have to say, you're right. There are individual players. Jason Witten, is that his name?
Yeah.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, you watch that guy play. I mean, he's really a good player.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of it's Jerry Jones.
And, yeah.
I mean, he's good at what he does, but he's still Jerry Jones.
Yeah.
Okay. But anyway, it's out there if you want to do that. So, what had you already accomplished by the time you were 7? Ryan Hickman of San Juan Capistrano, California. He's built a business that has saved him, or made him actually, $10,000 for college and still counting.
Wow.
Did I mention he's 7?
I think I had tied my shoes by then.
That's right. He's doing it with trash. When Ryan was 3 years old, according to his dad, Dad took him to the local recycling plant. And even at that age, Ryan thought, that's pretty cool. And he always loved to sort things. He'd do that, you know, in his room and around the house. His dad explained he liked sorting pretty much anything. He liked putting bottles in the machine. And he probably got $2 or $3. So he got excited about that. Ryan watched his dad cash in a few bags of empty bottles, and he said, I'm hooked. The very next day, he rallied the entire community to start saving their empty recyclables for him to collect and recycle at the local recycling center. In 4 years, he expanded his efforts throughout the entire county. Now, again, according to the story, this 7-year-old devotes time each week to sorting out his stuff, prepping the cans and the bottles and all that. His recycling efforts have already earned him $10,000, which he is saving for college.
Wow.
What a cool kid.
Not bad. Which reminds me of another story. I don't have it in front of me. It's in a magazine that I read last week about a kiddo who wants to come to A&M, and he has started a salsa company in Cyprus, I think.
Okay.
That's bold in Texas.
Well, it is. But, you know, it's like anything else, and I guess it's kind of a niche thing. It's cool that here's this kid who I guess, I don't know, he's probably 14 or 15, something like that. He and his grandmother and his mom make the stuff in their kitchen, which I guess is approved by the county health department. It's not cheap. I think it's $7 a bottle, a jar. But the idea is they make it all themselves.
Yeah, homemade.
He does not, you know, there was a company that came to him. He said, I want to do that. Don't want to do that.
Ooh.
And so, yeah, kind of make it himself. And he's already said that that he wants to come here to go to school.
Awesome.
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah, has the IRS visited that kid yet?
Yeah, you know, you're right. That's it. He's 7 years old. He probably doesn't have a Social Security card yet. That'd probably be safe.
Okay. Yeah.
Just don't do that. All right, here we go. Chelsea, you and all these other coffee drinkers. Folgers is going up on their coffee.
Oh.
Just want to let you know. Smucker's, which owns Folgers, you didn't know that, did
you?
Did
not.
Okay.
Didn't know Smucker's would own anything.
Well,
and
jelly
they all
people?
Well, they
Yeah.
They also have the license to sell Dunkin' Donuts brand coffee in supermarkets.
Wow.
So just letting you know. They announced yesterday prices are going up an average of 6%. The deal is they never come down.
Yeah.
After that, they never come down.
You never hear the
down.
Story, oh, they're decreasing their prices.
Prices are dropping.
Yeah. Can you imagine how that might work out? So anyhow, just letting you know.
Thanks.
Sure. 719, it's the Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620. WTAW. We're broadcasting from the WC Tractor Studios, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. So, coming up in a little while, there's a new food being rolled out in the fast food industry, which is pretty cool. So we'll talk about that in the meantime.
Talking about food, we've had multiple texts saying that the Raining Tacos song just really made their day.
Is that right?
Well, no, actually, they said, tell Scott it's been stuck in my head all day.
That's it is. It's kind of a fun little song.
It is.
That's why we did that, just so you could maybe have something that would stick in your head all day long. So the question, how come, and I know that you worry about this a lot, how come the center of the ice cube is white? You ever thought about that?
Well, now.
Okay, see? That's the whole idea. That's why this show is thought-provoking.
Yeah.
See how that works? All right, here's what happens. That white stuff in the ice cubes, actually itty-bitty tiny air bubbles. Virtually all natural water that we have at some point in the process gets oxygen pumped into it to some extent. That's why fish breathe it, right? Because it's got oxygen. Eh?
Right.
Scientists measured dissolved oxygen in streams to determine how healthy the environment is. And when water flows from your tap, it does tend to get pretty well oxygenated. In fact, some of us have those, you know, right? So it kind of bubbles as it comes out.
Yeah.
It's got plenty of air in it. So as the water freezes, it wants to form a regular crystalline structure, which would be ice. So that means that the impurities, like oxygen and any other dissolved gases that might be in there, are pushed away from the front where the place remains liquid. So the last part of the ice cube to freeze, like if you have ice trays,
right.
If you look in the bottom, the corners, that's where the white stuff is.
Yeah.
Because that's basically the contaminant, if you will, that gets pushed down or to the center of the ice cube. So that's the reason your ice cube is cloudy in the middle. If you boiled the water and took all the oxygen out, that wouldn't happen. Just letting you know.
Really?
What can I tell you?
That's interesting.
That's it. Okay. There's your little life lesson for today. No, here's your life lesson for today. It's 7:22, by the way. Thanks to improvements in technology, you show the peace sign, for instance, okay? Do that, okay? Or you do a thumbs up or any of those kind of hand signs.
Right.
Understand the National Institute of Informatics. I've never heard of them, but there, yeah, it's almost like
sound
our
like
name.
They stole our name.
They did.
Yeah.
Researchers at the National Institute of Informatics in Japan say that smartphone cameras are now so good, it is possible to steal someone's fingerprint
what?
From a photo taken up to 10 feet away.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I do the peace sign sometimes.
I do it, but you do it with the fingers facing you, so all they can see is your nails.
Well, that's weird.
Well, it is, but understand what's happening here. Fingerprints increasingly being used to access all sorts of stuff, right? Like your phone, for instance, and some people do bank accounts, not to mention buildings where they may use your thumbprint for that. So, just letting you know.
Think about the one hand gesture you do face backwards.
Yes, right, exactly.
That's the only one I'm using from now on.
Okay.
Bubba Dixon here for Tom White Chevrolet to wish you a happy new year. What's the perfect way to ring in your 2017 with an amazing deal on a new car, truck, or SUV? Like a new 2017 Chevrolet Cruze Sedan LT at an incredibly low payment of just $176 a month. That's right, only $176 a month with zero down for a new Chevy Cruze at Tom White Chevrolet. New year, new deals, and new choices. Over 200 cars, trucks, and SUVs available. Tom White Chevrolet off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan, or for the most competitive online pricing around, TomLight.com. Take the Tom Light Challenge for yourself and see why since 1972, all roads lead to Tom White Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
Based on 39-month lease, zero due at signing, no security deposit required, TTL and fees extra, lease with approved credit, additional charge of 25 cents per mile, over 32,500 miles. Not all will qualify. Expires 1/31/17. See dealer for details.
Since 1957, Slovacek Sausage and Schnook has been making the best tasting sausage in Texas. from the same family recipe. Slovacek is the official sausage of Texas A&M athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacek. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacek Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
In 1836, Texas became its own nation with 23 local counties. Well, we are now 254 strong. Because as our state has grown in population, one thing that remains is the need for local government. With locally elected officials like your judge and sheriff, who best know the needs of the people they serve. From running courts to running elections, from building roads to building communities, and much more. Learn more about your county at TexasCountiesDeliver.org. Sponsored by Texas Association of Counties.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, the Infomaniacs, it's 725. Let's do weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to fixing slabs, they also do concrete urethane raising. For more information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Another day, not going to be quite as breezy. I mean, winds are going to be up, maybe gusting to 20 miles an hour, but not quite what we had yesterday. Near 80 for a high temperature today. Tomorrow, probably above 75. Same thing for Saturday and Sunday. Only deal is we're going to have a lot of clouds out there. May get some breaks in sunshine, but that's it. Chances of rain will elevate as we head on toward the weekend. 40% on Sunday, 60% on Sunday night, and then Monday, which is Martin Luther King Day, by the way. Some days, some folks have the day off. High will be 71 with a 60% chance of showers as it stands right now. Currently, the winds are out of the south at 10, 87% relative humidity. Overcast skies, we got 70.
Come join fellow conservatives as the Republican Party of Brazos County hosts its 2017 Reagan Day Dinner, Thursday, January 26th at the Hilton College Station, featuring keynote speaker, Fox News contributor, and decorated war veteran Pete Hegseth. As the former CEO of Concerned Veterans for America, Hegseth built the largest conservative veterans advocacy organization in America and led the charge for real reform at the Department of Veterans Affairs. For more information on the 2017 Reagan Day Dinner, log on to BrazosGOP.org.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
So on Tuesday, confirmation hearings for Jeff Sessions to be the attorney general got underway. Code Pink protesters made fools of themselves, loudly disrupting the hearing a bunch of times. The liberal whack jobs went so far as to dress up as members of the Klan. But before he began his testimony, Sessions sat in the audience with members of his family. They included his four Asian American grandchildren. His daughter Ruth is married to John Walk, who is Asian American. Ira Madison III, a culture writer and host for MTV, had a problem with that. He tweeted there was no reason for Sessions' toddler granddaughter to sit on his lap except to send an I'm not a racist message. In another tweet, Madison said Americans have long used Asian Americans as model minorities since the rise of the Civil Rights Act. But perhaps the most egregious message from Ira Madison III was his tweet telling Sessions he should return his Asian baby to the Toys R Us he stole her from. Madison eventually deleted that last tweet, but in the hours immediately after these disgusting statements were posted, MTV did not issue any kind of public apology. But here's the good news. Liberals, like this guy from MTV, are exposing themselves for who they really are. And as the left is fond of saying, the whole world is watching.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-402-8881. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-402-8881. 1-800-402-8881.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
Does your car insurance have accident forgiveness, a vanishing deductible, or coverage for new car replacement or electronic lock and key replacement? These are just a few of the many specialty coverages AMCO Insurance can provide through our network of major insurance companies. We can help you decide how much coverage is right for you and find you the most competitive rates. Do more with your auto insurance. Visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 70 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. It's been nearly 3 weeks since a Bryan policeman was shot in his bulletproof vest while investigating the armed robbery of a convenience store. Mayor Andrew Nelson reported at this week's city council meeting the officer has returned to duty.
I want to say a special thank you to Joel Bravo for his service. I can report to everyone this is the officer who was shot in the chest by the coward who shot him through his windshield. That was unbelievable.
Nelson went on to tell all first responders that the council has their back and they continue to pray for their safety. Four Bryan parks will be getting improvements as the result of a unanimous vote this week at the city council meeting.
None of the projects were in this year's budget. A variety of funding sources are planned to pay the estimated combined cost of $2.2 million. Most of it, $1.8 million, is going into an extreme makeover where the Brazos Valley Bombers baseball team plays. Playing field against synthetic turf, new lights, and a new scoreboard. There will also be improvements to the grandstand. The Bombers will contribute 15% of the funding spread out over a 10-year period. One of the city funding sources is hotel occupancy tax money, as long as the Bombers' parent company attracts out-of-town tournaments. Mayor Andrew Nelson noted the city will be partially reimbursed if the Bombers don't generate additional hotel business.
Are you aware of any other city anywhere having a sports team that actually is willing to commit to a portion of those hot funds like the Bombers are willing to do, or Infinity?
I'm not aware of any, no, sir.
Well, good job, whoever negotiated that.
Mike Sutherland, who voted for the project, was concerned about the future home of youth baseball when the Texas National Guard takes over nearby fields.
That's about a $700,000 bill. So I hate to see this done before some of those other critical needs for the younger kids.
The council also approved $60,000 to replace two pavilions at Williamson Park, $120,000 for new restrooms at Aston Park, and $150,000 for new playground equipment at Tiffany, Scurry, and Castle Heights Parks. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Texas A&M's Dean of the College of Agriculture and Vice Chancellor of four system agencies said some already knew he would not be seeking a third term in that post. Mark Hussey has announced he will be returning to a faculty position after the end of the legislative session, and his successor is on the job. Dr. Hussey's 9 years as dean also included 16 months as interim university president between Bowen Lofton and Michael Young. Former Florida Governor Jeb Bush is in the middle of teaching a week-long course at Texas A&M's Bush School of Government. He also shared some of his observations at a public lecture Tuesday night. One of the five leadership principles he learned while he was governor is an acronym called BHAG.
I hated acronyms in government, but that was one that I embraced because you fill the space and people have to respond when you have a big, hairy, audacious goal. And I hope you want public leaders who have the courage of their convictions and who are willing to advocate and advance the cause of BHAGs, because the good Lord knows we need them.
He called on humility to heal the political divisions in the United States.
It requires, it's not all about you. You gotta have the humility to be able to believe what you believe and stick to your guns, but also recognize that other people may have a different view and they're not bad. They're not weak. They're not this, they're not that. They just have a different view. And we got to get back to that, man, because if it's all about someone winning and someone losing, pushing someone down to make yourself look better, nothing will happen.
Bush says he believes in what he calls the noble tradition of hoping Donald Trump will have a successful presidency, because that means the United States will be successful. A College Station woman is arrested after hitting her boyfriend with a metal baseball bat. According to the College Station police report, 24-year-old Kathleen Goodson struck the victim following a verbal argument at her apartment in the 1100 block of Southwest Parkway. The victim suffered non-life-threatening injuries and did not require medical treatment. Goodson is charged with aggravated assault, family violence. According to online jail records, this is her fifth arrest in 5 years. DPS is still investigating the death of a Hearn man who was hit by a semi along Highway 6 in Robertson County near the OSR exit.
6:39 a.m. this morning, our DPS troopers were dispatched to an auto pedestrian accident on U.S. 190 State Highway 6, just north of Benchley in Robertson County.
Trooper Jimmy Morgan says 57-year-old James Fackhorn of Hearn entered the northbound lanes when he was struck by an 18-wheeler yesterday morning. He was transported to St. Joseph's Hospital in Bryan, where he died. Morgan says it is unknown why he was crossing the highway. No other injuries were reported. And a Madison County 911 dispatcher takes a call of a house fire from her 14-year-old daughter. Sheriff Travis Neely told KTRK Television in Houston that Layla Ray did a fantastic job in calming her daughter while sending firefighters as her own home burned. Ray's daughter, son, and husband were not hurt, but the home was destroyed. The mother's only moment of agitation came when she told her children to stop bickering. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 70 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. More news at 8 o'clock or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If you have land to take care of, you need a service and supply company that can take care of you. Wegward Inc. in Calvert has served the Brazos Valley with small-town attention since 1978. Lance and his crew are experts at farm equipment service and repair. They do trailer sandblasting and painting, plus electrical and running gear repair. Wegward Inc. also offers welding service for your farm equipment. And Wegward Inc. is your trusted source for hay balers, shredders, and pasture sprayers at no-hassle prices. Wegward Inc. on Highway 6 in Calvert. Visit WegwardInc.com or Google Tractor Dealer in Calvert.
Happy New Year from Allen Honda, home of the complimentary 6-year, 80,000-mile maintenance. 2017 is a new year. Celebrate the new you by driving home a new Honda today. Lease the all-new 2017 HR-V Sporty Crossover for $189 per month, or lease the innovative 2016 CR-V for $189 per month, and the spacious 2016 Odyssey for $259 per month. Start your new year off the right way behind the wheel of a new Honda. Visit Allen Honda today, your one-stop shopping place where you can trust in the blue.
Good morning, it's 7:37. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
Cloudy and breezy for today. There's the potential for some breaks of sunshine this afternoon. We'll be keeping a watch on the satellite photos as the day goes on. We're going to get up to about 75 to 80. Tonight, lots of clouds. We may have a shower across the area overnight, 60 to 65. Clouds linger through the area tomorrow. High pressure off the coast of the eastern United States controlling our weather. That's why we stay warm with the clouds and maybe a few showers tomorrow, 75. A few showers, 70 to 75 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Aggie men's basketball team wins one in the SEC with their victory over LSU last night. Meanwhile, we'll hear from Coach Gary Blair on the women's team's matchup with Arkansas tonight. And in the NBA, you can't win them all. The Rockets fell to the Timberwolves, ending their 9-game win streak. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, and then your life lesson again today. Remember, with cameras as accurate as they are now, if you're using the peace sign in that...
Or the gig-em.
Yeah, you know, gig-em, yeah. That's another gig-em thing. That's right. Well, sometimes, though, that can be, you know, with your...
You can
just
turn
your
it
knuckles.
A little.
Yeah, your knuckles facing the camera. Mm-hmm. But just remember that if people use it as a thumbs up rather than a...
What about like a waving, like a wave? Your whole hand is facing the camera.
Well, that's right. And people do that as well. Then you get the entire handprint.
Yeah. One of our texters said, oh, you didn't even finish. So what we're talking about is they're saying that the camera, they can actually pick up your fingerprints
from the
picture.
The new technology, those cameras have so many pixels now.
One of our texters said they're calling BS. They said maybe at 10 inches, but 10 feet, no way.
Okay, and that's, well, again, and that may well be. We may have had Donald Trump fake news. I don't know.
Fake news.
But nonetheless, it's something to at least be aware of.
We need to get a sounder.
Thing.
Yeah. Sounder. Fake news.
Oh, you know, you're right.
Okay. Put it on the to-do list. Yes.
Brad, can you get on that for us?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Get that taken care of. All right. So a teenage girl who slipped into an abandoned Illinois prison for an urban adventure, like you would.
Uh-huh.
How could that ever go wrong? Ended up serving a short sentence in there when she accidentally locked herself inside a cell.
Dope!
God. Illinois State Police say two teenage girls entered the Joliet Correctional Center through a hole in its fence. Teens were exploring the suburban Chicago prison that's been closed for 15 years.
Whoops.
When one of them locked herself in the cell.
Ooh, talk about a scary place
to
explore.
The other girl got firefighters to the site, and they used a sledgehammer to break through the brick wall and free her companion. Spent 45 minutes in the cell. Oh, I'm sure she was just apoplectic.
Yeah.
That was a great story you finished with about the 911 operator.
Oh, yeah.
That is a great story.
I can you imagine? Well, and when, so her daughter calls 911. There's not a guarantee that you get a certain dispatcher.
No, not at all.
So then mom answers, and she's going, "Mom, our house is on fire." And so, but I love the part, the only time she got a little, you know, a little worked up was when she had to tell her kids, "Hey, stop fighting.
Yeah, quit it.
Stop it.
Just quit."
But, I mean, very sad that their home was destroyed, but can you imagine getting that call?
What are the odds?
Right.
What are the odds that that would necessarily happen?
And, exactly.
And I guess that she could recognize her mom's voice just from 911. What's your emergency?
Or vice versa. Yeah. I mean, maybe she just started telling the emergency, and then the mom started going, "Wait a minute.
Yeah,
Cindy.
Or
Cindy.
Or it. Yeah, it could well be that there's just one out there. I'm not sure, but nonetheless, well. Mm.
Well, especially if she asked for her address.
If they hadn't
made the connection, as soon as that address popped up on the computer or she was able to tell her where she was.
Yeah, worked out. Mm. Okay, here you go. We needed one more strange food story.
Yeah, we did.
You heard about the Jimmy John's employees, right?
No.
Okay. No.
Employees at a Jimmy John's location in Florida.
Florida.
Have been fired. After, well, playing jump rope with the dough.
Gross.
Obviously, there's a sanitary issue involved there.
Yes, there is.
Because they use that bread in their sandwiches.
So they were using it after they were jump roping with it? Okay.
And then the video went viral, which
is
not good. Hello?
Pretty sure 911 has a caller ID.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's a good point. That's probably right. That happened. What do you want? She just answered the phone.
What? I'm at work.
I'm working. Yeah, so anyhow, the video went viral. In a statement, manager said, "Our investigation confirmed the dough used in the video was immediately discarded after the incident. However, we do not condone this behavior from our employees, and appropriate action has been taken to prevent this from ever happening again."
Who takes video?
Yeah.
And then puts it out there.
Don't you know something bad is going to happen when you're using foodstuffs for jump ropes? Hello?
Yeah, you're talking about that girl that locked herself in the jail cell in Chicago?
Yeah.
She's probably the safest girl in Chicago.
Well, you know, that's an excellent point, sir. You're exactly right. There's nobody with a gun that could get near her if she didn't want him to. While we're on the subject of food.
If you are hungry for a taco but also craving chicken, the answer to your appetite is on its way. Taco Bell is introducing its Naked Chicken Chalupa later this month. It's a taco with a shell made entirely out of fried chicken. Officials with the chain say the Naked Chicken Chalupa shell is made with all-white seasoned chicken, holding lettuce, tomato, cheddar cheese, and avocado ranch sauce. Taco Bell says it's seen success with test marketing over the past 2 years at restaurants in California and Missouri. The latest Taco Bell offering will be available nationwide on the 26th.
Sounds pretty delicious.
That chicken's not processed or anything.
No!
I mean,
it's totally safe.
Okay. Let's assume that it was free range chicken, okay? We'll start there, okay? We'll just act like there wasn't anything in the feed for the chicken that was kept in a little wire cage.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's say it's
bold assumption, yeah.
Yeah, you know, the free range chicken like the Portlandia episode we played. All right, so then they take it, and of course, then they have to squish it to the right dimensions.
Squish it.
They have to process mold it to the right dimension so that they can do that. And actually, the idea of the chicken shell goes back to 2013 when Taco Bell's Senior Director of Innovation, that's the title, better known as the mastermind behind the waffle taco, imagined a taco made out of chicken Milanese. Mm. So if you remember the waffle taco, and I don't. Have either of you guys done that?
I don't think so.
I guess that's part of their breakfast menu?
Well, see, that's the thing. When Kevin was on the show, and Patrick, too, both of them. Both of them were just crazy nuts over Taco Bell. I mean, I could name something and they had eaten it.
Right.
You know.
Right.
So it's not that's what they did. So
I frequented it much more when I was in college and maybe a year or two after.
I understand. But
it's really one of those that I don't see very much of often.
Both of those guys are older than you. That's why I couldn't figure out why they'd been there a lot.
True,
but anyway.
True.
But they've got this thing, this machine, well, not the, this device, where you lay it in there. And then this has a deal that basically pushes the chicken down into the proper shape, where it then, of course, is deep fried with heaven knows what. And then, of course, it has a filling that you would get from Taco Bell.
So I missed it, though. Does it have anything, any kind of meat in the filling?
No, then it's just veggie stuff.
So the protein is the taco.
Yeah, and again, that won't be greasy at all.
No, not at all.
And I want you to think about letting that sit on your seat for 15 or 20 minutes. It won't get tough or anything like that.
I like that they call it the naked chicken chalupa.
Well, that's the other thing that's pretty cool, because that way it's not a taco.
It's raining tacos.
Naked chicken chalupas.
I turned it off and she sang along with it. Yeah. That's okay. But anyway, I just wanted to put that back into your head.
It's raining tacos.
Okay, now you can hear the whole thing. Yeah.
From out of the sky, tacos. No need to ask why. Just open your mouth.
Naked chicken chalupas.
Yeah.
Naked chicken chalupas.
Raining tacos. It's raining tacos.
It's raining tacos.
Hello.
Yeah, it's amazing what they can do with beaks and feet these days.
Oh, you went
Texas
there.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit TexasRegionalEye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
If you're living with psoriasis, you can live clear. X-Track Light Treatment is available locally, exclusively at Childs Dermatology. This treatment is clinically proven to slow and reverse the growth of psoriatic cells with virtually no side effects. Patients achieve 95% clearance and prolonged remission. X-Track Light Treatment is covered by most major insurance plans. So call Childs Dermatology to schedule your X-Track Light treatments and start to live clear. Call 979-696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Most women feel emotions deeply, and they're usually more motivated than men to heal pain. Guys feel pain too, but will often try to mask it instead of talking to someone. That's why guys are more likely to have a dozen hobbies, to be workaholics, or to build friendships that never get beyond sports scores. I'm guilty of it. It's also why, sooner or later, almost every husband will hear his wife say, "I really wish you would open up to me." Guys, the very thought of opening up with your wife may send a shiver up your spine. Communicating feelings can seem like trying to learn a foreign language. Most of us don't have the vocabulary to share our hearts in the way that our wives do. It's just harder for us to get below the surface. But Not knowing how to communicate well is no excuse for never trying. The kind of intimacy your soul craves is only found in opening up a little. Tell her your hopes. Tell her your dreams. Describe some of your fears and struggles. Then listen closely when she shares the same with you. You can learn to feel comfortable going to those deeper places with your wife to make your marriage better, or even completely turn it around. Make an effort to learn the language of the heart. Open yourself up to your wife and be willing to show her some vulnerability. It may take some time, but it's a skill you can develop. It's the path to intimacy in your marriage and an important ingredient to building a great life together. To help your marriage thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. 800-370-5157. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, Consolidated Credit Programs will teach you how to get out and stay out of debt. Call 800-370-5157. 800-370-5157. That's 800-370-5157. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Services are primarily educational in nature.
7:51, News Talk 1620 WTAW. The Infomaniacs win the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota.
Good morning. I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW sports. In A&M men's basketball, Admon Gilder and Tony Trocha-Morelos each scored 14 points, and Texas A&M won its first Southeastern Conference contest as the Aggies defeated LSU 92-62 last night. Here's Coach Billy Kennedy.
In the beginning of the game, we had really good energy, and I was proud of how we competed because we had some adversity with foul trouble, and our bench came in and was pretty solid for us.
A&M jumped on LSU from the start, leading 13-3 after a little more than 5 minutes. The maroon and white held a lopsided 11-0 edge in blocks, with Robert Williams leading the way with four, and Trocha-Morelos and DJ Hogue chipping in three each. Hogue felt like the team got a chance to take their frustrations out on the Tigers.
Say that. We were definitely the better team, so we just had to go out and play like it, watch our turnovers, play smart basketball, and came out with the win. But, I mean, they fought. They gave us a good fight, and we just played good. So, I mean, I take our hats off to them.
The Aggs next hit the hardwood to take on Mississippi State on Saturday in Starkville at noon. Pre-game will be at 11:30, and you can catch the action on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Meanwhile, coming off a 77-68 win at number 24 Kentucky, the Texas A&M women's basketball team returns to Reed Arena to host Arkansas tonight. Here's Coach Gary Blair on the Razorbacks.
They do not have a lot of depth, particularly at the post position, so they're going to build a campfire around our five player down there. So that means we're going to have some outside shooting, whether they're playing a sagging man or a sagging zone. They'll probably play both.
The maroon and white are 2-1 in SEC play after winning at Kentucky on Sunday, as Curtis Knox led the Aggies with a career-high 26 points. Tonight's game is at 7 p.m. with pregame at 6:45, and you can catch that one on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. In the NFL, a San Diego Chargers employee tells the Associated Press that the team has called a staff meeting amid an ESPN.com report that says the franchise plans to announce as early as today that it's moving to Los Angeles. ESPN says the Chargers have notified NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell and the other franchise owners of their intent to move for the 2017 season, but the report also says nothing was final. San Diego would become a tenant in the stadium being built in Inglewood for the Rams if the Chargers exercised that option. In Houston, quarterback Brock Osweiler recently gifted his offensive line with custom suits to thank them for protecting him this season. Osweiler said he had them made by a woman in Colorado who he was introduced to by teammates when he was with the Broncos. The Texans will try to win a divisional playoff game for the first time in franchise history when they meet the New England Patriots on Saturday night at 7:15 p.m. Pregame will be at 6:45, and you can hear that one on The Zone as well. Speaking of Houston, if somebody really wants an autograph or to take a selfie with Johnny Manziel, the former Heisman Trophy winner now has a menu of what it will cost. Manziel, who was a bust in the NFL, will be in Houston ahead of the Super Bowl to give fans a chance to meet him for a price. A selfie will cost $50, and for those wishing for a more professional photo, they'll need to hand over $99. He'll provide his autograph for $99 as well, and for another $29, he'll include a four-word inscription. In the NBA,
inside, Rubio gives it off to Karl Anthony Towns in a two-handed flush for the big man.
Andrew Wiggins scored 28 points. Karl Anthony Towns had 23 points and 18 rebounds. And Shabazz Muhammad scored 20 last night to help the Minnesota Timberwolves beat the Houston Rockets 119-105. James Harden scored 33 points and had 12 assists for Houston, which saw its nine-game winning streak end. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At Zornemann Flooring, we love helping turn your house into a home. From floors to showers and even backsplashes, we have a wide selection of all leading brands. Need help with colors and designs? We can help with that too. Whether you are building a new home or remodeling your existing, we are here to help. Oh, and P.S., our prices are pretty great too. Find us at the corner of Boonville and Wildfire Drive in Bryan or at zfloors.net. Zornemann Flooring, where it's our pleasure to make you happy.
If you have land to take care of, you need a service and supply company that can take care of you. Wegward Inc. in Calvert has served the Brazos Valley with small-town attention since 1978. Lance and his crew are experts at farm equipment service and repair. They do trailer sandblasting and painting, plus electrical and running gear repair. Wegward Inc. also offers welding service for your farm equipment. And Wegward Inc. is your trusted source for hay balers, shredders, and pasture sprayers at no-hassle prices. Wegward Inc. on Highway 6 in Calvert. Visit WegwardInc.com or Google Tractor Dealer in Calvert.
You set the price. No reasonable offer refused.
The fine jewelry liquidation at David Gardner's in College Station, Texas, ended last Sunday. But we still have an incredible selection of fine jewelry, diamonds, and more that must be sold. However, time ran out.
We want to give you one last chance to take advantage of this situation. So for 4 days only, Thursday through Sunday, January 12th through the 15th, no reasonable offer will be refused on all fine jewelry. This is your opportunity to acquire David Gardner's quality jewelry at prices dictated by you.
Everything must be sold before ending our once-in-a-lifetime sale.
David Gardner's Fine Jewelry Liquidation, 4 days only, Thursday through Sunday, January 12th through the 15th. No reasonable offer will be refused. This offer will not be extended, exclusively at 911 University Drive East, College Station.
Certain exclusions apply.
Good morning. About 3 minutes till the Infomaniacs. Newstalk 1620 WTAW. I'm sorry, it's going to be warm again today, or maybe you like that. I'm not sure. The problem is if you got clothes for Christmas that are made for cold weather,
yeah,
you're not getting to wear them. That's not any fun.
You might need to book a plane ticket somewhere.
Yeah, something like that. Just make sure you're not on the plane that the New York Giants are
ooh,
on. That
yeah,
causes problems
yeah, yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, Chelsea, listen, you and women everywhere.
Okay.
You're not washing your hair often enough. They're telling us that
what?
Now.
I thought we just went through the whole greasy, greases in thing.
That's it. That's
what was it called? No poo.
It's
no
yes. poo. It's getting to be now where it doesn't matter what your point of view is, you can find some sort of research
oh, yeah.
that will support that. For years, mm-hmm. beauty advisors have been urging women to wash less to avoid the dry hair and the scalp problems. But now, Fashionista, which, by the way, yesterday we found out
was a word
25 years ago. That's when
yeah.
it started.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Fashionista.com says that some hairstylists are suggesting that the pendulum now has swung too far in the other direction. Some men are even asking their stylist to tell their girlfriend,
ooh.
Yeah, really, hey, your hair, no, we don't like it that way.
Yeah.
New hair products do a better job of cleansing without stripping out the moisture from the hair and from your scalp. So getting back into the habit of washing daily might not be a bad
idea. I'm a daily or an every other day, so
How do you have that conversation with the stylist?
Well, that's like, what I was about to say.
Can I see you over here for a minute? Can I
hey,
see
babe,
you over here for a minute?
Who's your hairstylist?
Yeah,
what's the
I
number?
Just well, and then you're putting that on the hairstylist.
Yeah,
okay?
Like, exactly. Look, you're doing a great job. Yeah. I just one suggestion. Yeah. You can help me out here
because that may be the last time you see that customer.
Yeah.
Ooh, somebody just tweeted in: Does Fashionista sell shampoo?
Oh, an excellent.
point.
Good point. Yeah, could be trying to extend the brand a little
bit. Well, there's this thing called dry shampoo that they invented.
Okay.
And so it's like a dry spray. It's almost like baby powder.
Okay.
And it's supposed to absorb the oil. Well, now girls just go like 4 or 5 days with that dry shampoo. Oh, I'm just going to spray this and it's all okay.
We had some friends and they had pet chinchillas.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Which... You know, I don't know.
In that suitcase over
there. Yeah, exactly. Right, exactly. And you know, I mean, they took us into this room in their house where they had chinchillas. And it had to be cold in there, okay? So it was, like, colder in that room, and it was dark, and they're in little you know, aquarium-type deals. And they had a little box of this dust. And that's what the chinchillas would do. And he said, watch. And he knocked on the glass, and the chinchilla jumped in there, and boom, there's this cloud of dust. And they spin around in there, and it would take the oil off of their coats. So that's how chinchillas do that.
Okay. Huh. Interesting.
I know.
I'm so glad I'm on this show.
See, that's why we do this show,
Why there's white in the middle of the ice, why chinchillas, how chinchillas get the oil out of their hair. And now Taco Bell, God forbid, is going to give us something that's got chicken on the outside.
Naked chicken chalupa.
That's it. Whoa. Coming up. All right, look for a high temperature today, about 80 degrees. Low tonight around 66. Tomorrow about 77 or so. Sorry, it's going to be cloudy, but it is warm. It's 70 right now. WTAW, College Station, Bryan. It's 8 o'clock.